Some histories are carried openly. Others survive quietly inside families through fragments, silences, photographs, and memories too painful to fully explain. Today on Voices Through the Heritage Garden, we explore war, resistance, and memory, the lasting impact of World War II on Polish families and the generations that followed. Gray clouds hung low above the Heritage Garden that morning. The pathways were damp from overnight rain, and the statues seemed almost heavier beneath the quiet sky. Standing among the monuments, it was impossible not to think about the weight of memory carried by so many immigrant families after the war.
My grandfather rarely spoke about the war directly. We only understood pieces of what he survived through old photographs, medals, and moments when silence suddenly filled the room.
When World War II began in 1939, Poland became one of the first nations devastated by invasion and occupation. Millions of civilians faced displacement, imprisonment, forced labor, starvation, and death. Families were separated overnight. Entire communities disappeared. For many Polish immigrants and refugees who later arrived in America, the war permanently shaped their understanding of identity, loss, and survival. Some carried visible scars. Others carried emotional wounds they rarely discussed openly, even with their own children.
My grandmother used to say survival became a habit. Even years later in Cleveland, she saved everything, food, newspapers, string, because part of her never stopped preparing for uncertainty.
Inside Cleveland's Polish-American neighborhoods, memory of the war remained deeply present. Veterans organizations, churches, commemorations, and cultural gatherings helped preserve stories that families feared might otherwise disappear with time. Walking through the Heritage Garden, I thought about how monuments often stand in place of conversations too difficult to have directly. A sculpture, a plaque, a name engraved in stone, these become ways communities honor grief while preserving dignity.
I think many families protected themselves through silence. They wanted future generations to have peace instead of carrying the full weight of what they experienced.
But silence also creates distance. Descendants grow older, wondering what happened, what was lost, and what shaped the fears, resilience, and traditions carried quietly through generations. Perhaps that is why remembrance matters so deeply. Not to remain trapped in tragedy, but to honor the humanity of those who endured it. The Heritage Garden reminds us that history is never only political. It is personal. It lives inside families long after wars officially end. Thank you for walking these pathways of memory with me. Until next time, may you continue listening for the stories, silences, and acts of resilience hidden inside your own family history.